I'm going to be preaching from Luke chapter 7. So if you will, make your way there. And I think it's on up here, or it's going to be up here. Now, my translation may be different in some of the words that are up here, but this will help anybody here that doesn't have a Bible, okay? Luke chapter 7, beginning in verse 1, we'll read it through verse 10. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people, he returned to Capernaum. At that time, the highly valued slave of a Roman officer was sick and near death. When the officer heard about Jesus, he sent some respected Jewish elders to ask him to come and heal his slave. So they earnestly begged Jesus to help the man. If anyone deserves your help, he does, they said, for he loves the Jewish people and even built a synagogue for us. So Jesus went with them, but just before they arrived at the house, the officer sent some friends to say, Lord, don't trouble yourself by coming to my home, for I am not worthy of such an honor. And I am not even worthy to come and meet you. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under authority of my superior officers. And I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say go and they go, or come and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to the crowd that was following him, he said, I tell you, I haven't seen faith like this in all Israel. And when the officer's friends returned to his house, they found the slave completely healed. I love this particular passage speaking about the soldier's faith. And this centurion, he was no ordinary man. He was the equivalent of what we think of as a sergeant major, the highest ranking enlisted officer in the Army. I served in the Army for a while before I went in the ministry. And I knew some sergeant majors. And I knew some of them were not so nice. And some were good. This particular centurion was good. The Bible speaks so and tells us that he was a good man. A sergeant major was the backbone of the Roman army. A sergeant major had a wealth of experience from many years serving in the army. He was a man that was well thought of by a lot of people that served under him, and people affected by his command. He was steady in action, and he was reliable, and he was always ready to hold his ground. And he was willing to die at his post. And so we're thinking about that centurion. No ordinary man was he. And he had qualities that were exemplary. He had an unusual attitude toward not only the Jews, but to the slave. I mention this because historians have recorded that many Romans, not the centurion, but many Romans did not think that slaves were even people. They just felt like they were tools, like you need a tool to do a certain job. And that's the way they looked at them. They used them. And so, I want you to understand that this centurion, his slave was more than a tool to him. This centurion, his slave, was worth saving. It's believed that he had rheumatic fever. And rheumatic fever comes with high fever. And many times, people then that had rheumatic fever, they died. It was a very serious condition. His slave, although, was not to be discarded like a tool that had no longer able to use. He was not, by the centurion's frame of mind and the way he thought, to be thrown away, discarded. His slave to him was important. You see, this centurion also was a religious man. He was a deeply religious man. He helped the Jews by building a synagogue. He loved the Jews. And certainly this man, the centurion, had faith. He was extremely unusual in his attitude toward the Jews. And I'll sum it up by just saying this. He thought of them as friends. He was an humble man. Forbidden by the law to a... He wouldn't allow a Gentile into his house. He was forbidden, again by the law, to have no communication with the Gentiles. And by his own reckoning, he did not come to Jesus. He would not do that. The Bible says this concerning why he didn't go to Jesus. In verses 6, it says, "Lord, don't trouble yourself coming to my home, for I am not worthy of such an honor." And then in verse 7, he says, "And I am not even worthy to come and meet you." Dear friends, I want you to know this centurion was an exemplary man. He was unusual in his attitude and in his faith. He did believe that Jesus could do anything. And he was, as I've already mentioned, a man of faith. He was a man of faith based on his own experience with God. He had a perfect confidence in God. And he said to Jesus, and you can see it for yourself if you read this passage, where he says, Lord, I know you can do this. I'm glad to meet such a man like this. One day I will in glory. He indeed was unusual in his faith. I don't know about you, but I think we need to live like the centurion, with a faith, an unshakable faith in the Lord. We need to trust the Lord and place everything in the Lord's hands. Amen. I encourage you to do that. And if there is anyone here today who does not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, in a moment I'll be in the front. And I encourage you, come on down and pray and ask Jesus into your heart. You don't have to do that. You can pray right now. Ask Jesus into your heart and your life. And he will do that. And he will change your life dramatically. I've mentioned already that I was once in the Army. I hate to even admit this, but it is true. I was not such a lovely individual to be around. But God got a hold of me. And when he got a hold of me, I'm so glad he changed me dramatically. I encourage you, you come even now. As we stand and as our instrumentalists will play here in a moment, you come.